Of the word that God has laid in my heart this morning.
And then connect to the word God has put in my heart this morning.
So let's look at Matthew chapter 3.
So we open to Matthew chapter 3.
We'll read from verse 1 to 3.
We'll read from verse 1 today to verse 3.
In those days came John the Baptist.
Then suddenly John the Baptist came,
preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
And he began to preach in that desert Judea.
And saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
When I turn from my sin, because the kingdom of heaven don't come.
For this is he that was spoken of,
and had been this person they've been talking about,
by the prophet Isaiah, saying,
and this the prophet of Isaiah been talking about, what you see?
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Say one voice will cry in the desert, and he will say, when I make ready the way for the Lord,
make his path straight,
or make in road straight.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we go to chapter 4 and we read from verse 1.
And now we go to the same book, chapter 4.
We read from verse 1 to verse 11. Maybe you can read for us.
Now read from verse 1 to verse 11.
Bro, Ronald, you can read it so that because of time. Read it in Creole.
Okay.
Oh, sir.
I'm not a Creole.
Who is a good Creole person? Bro Paul. Or who?
The Creole Bible. Creole Bible. Okay, Margaret, did you read the Creole Bible?
Okay, so the one is not Creole Bible.
No, this is English. I'm just
Okay, while they are bringing it now, so let's read this one. Let me read now, then you translate. When they bring, say, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then was Jesus led up.
Jesus go up the desert to make the devil tempt him.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights,
the Spirit make Jesus go to the wilderness so that the devil will tempt him. And when he don't fast for 40 days and 40 nights,
he was afterwards and hungry.
He be angry. After that,
and when the tempter came to him, he said,
so when the tempter came to him, he said,
if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
If you not God in boy picking, make them stone here so turn to bread.
But he answered and said,
but he answered them, he said,
it is written,
he writes that the Bible say,
man shall not live by bread alone.
Man not just live no more from bread,
but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
But by all the word the way they come out that God emotes.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city.
Then the devil can go now one city
and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
And if sorry.
When that's done, Satan carried Jesus go to Jerusalem and have his tower waiting at God the host.
Okay, maybe read to verse 11.
And he said, if you are God in the king, give yourself down, because then right now God in book says, God will tell his angels them for fear you, and you will fall down at their hand, for make you food. Jesus said, then write that God in book say, what enough of try for make God when I am master, evil waiting he wants. When that's done, Satan can and go and tap one IE and show him all the nations now world with all the power and gentle. Satan say, I will give you all the fear if you kneel down and say me now your master. Jesus say, come out the enemy, Satan. Then right now God in book say, person for kneel down before God when I master and pray for him and now no more before walk for. Then Satan left Jesus. And angel then come and Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yesterday night, the Lord started speaking to us through Brother Yago.
God begin to talk to him by waiting Brother Yago be the same.
That God is coming to dwell in us.
Say God they come for can live inside we.
Just as he dwelt in Christ.
Just the same way where he lived inside Jesus Christ.
You know, the Bible says that the Word became flesh.
The Bible says the Word it turned to flesh.
You know, the prophecies about Jesus, which were prophecies, words.
Then prophesied about Jesus with a word.
A child shall be born.
The king will born.
His name shall be Emmanuel.
Then will give a name Emmanuel.
And on and on and on.
And so the other one there.
They were just words.
Then have been just words there no more.
And Jesus came in the flesh. The Word came in the flesh.
And what happened? That Word they turned to flesh.
Became Jesus, the man.
And that Word they can be Jesus turned to man.
And all eyes saw him.
And all people they hear him.
And they touched him.
And then touch him.
Disciples followed him.
And the disciples they follow him.
So also,
so the same way,
the words of we've been hearing that God has been giving to us.
The word the whole day, the way God done the give it,
is expected to become flesh in us.
That same word they will expect that word they for make it all flesh by we.
If we must be his sons.
If we get for be in both the kingdom.
If he must live in us.
If he get for live inside we.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is, we are told that is the tabernacle.
And we see that in the tabernacle.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is leading us from the gates to the door to the veil.
And God they lead we for go to the gates and go to the door and go to the blind.
And that is the vision.
And that one day na the vision.
We want to be like Christ.
We want to be the Christ.
It is possible.
Impossible.
If the Word became flesh in Jesus,
if that Word be it turned to flesh inside Jesus,
the Word that we hear can become flesh in us.
The Word where we hear it can be flesh inside
and must become flesh in us.
And it must be powerful. It will be flesh inside.
Amen.
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 Just as Jesus was opposed by the devil,
just like when Jesus opposed and the devil opposed him.
They even he killed him and thought that that was the end.
At the end of the whole thing.
So also, brethren, we are also being attacked by the enemy.
And at the same way, the devil will attack us.
The circumstances that we face, our environment.
The thing that we will face, the thing that we live.
All around us, the darkness. We are talking about the darkness all around.
All around me with darkness, and just like what they talk about the darkness all around this tabernacle,
it's just hostile
and just the against me.
And their strategy is to make sure that the Word does not become flesh in us.
And waiting and they try for doing that, therefore, make sure say this Word make it not all flesh inside me.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the thing is that God is determined.
But one thing, God determined, say this must be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That is God's project.
And at that day, I am God the work partner.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's seeking for sons.
So if you look for a boy,
he's looking for a tabernacle to inhabit.
He didn't look for one place where he could live.
Well, when we say tabernacle, temple, we think of big buildings.
Oh, we talk about tabernacle, we talk about temple, we think about them big buildings.
But I'm sure that there's nobody here who does not know that the temple and tabernacle is speaking about us.
I'm sure say nobody know them now, so we don't know say when we talk about tabernacle and temple, we talk about it.
Anybody?
Anybody there, so we don't know that.
Jesus told them, say, destroy this temple.
Jesus told them, say, spoil this temple, Yasu.
And I will rebuild it in 3 days.
And I will build it inside 3 days.
Which temple was he talking about?
What temple did he talk about?
Temple of his body.
Yeah.
But they didn't understand. Because that physical temple, I think, was it is it how many years? Is it 40 years? 48 years they used in building that temple.
48 years and they used and they take for build that other temple.
And the money, you said you will build it in 3 days.
And even that money, you see, you can build it inside 3 days.
This man is a joker.
This man, I don't see yourself.
I mean, in fact, he's an enemy
in fact,
to God. Let's destroy him.
God, the enemy. Lord, destroy him.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, God is raising sons.
God, the is what
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And brethren, as God is calling us and raising sons,
so when God they call me and he make boy begin them,
there comes a time in the life of a Christian who wants to be a son.
Thank you for day now the life of any Christian we want for be God the boy begin.
You know, a Christian that God has impacted enough truth.
Somebody a Christian where God don't put Boku true things there inside.
You know what? You know what Jesus told disciples when he was talking in parables?
You know what Jesus told his disciples when he talked inside parables?
He says, for those that the kingdom of God is meant for them it is meant that they understand the mysteries of the kingdom.
He said, for them one the way the kingdom of God did for, it means they therefore understand the mystery of that kingdom being.
That is why, you know, Jesus spoke in parables.
And at that time, Jesus will talk inside parables.
So that only those who are meant for the kingdom will understand.
So that only the one that way being therefore get the kingdom will understand.
But those who for whom the kingdom is not meant for, they will not understand.
But the one that way know the kingdom not meant for, they not go understand.
They will just see it as story.
They will just say like an empty story.
Oh, this is empty story.
Say empty story.
There is no power in it.
No power, not even.
So, brethren, that is why we have to make extra effort, like the Berean Christians.
Now that make we therefore make extra effort, like that Christian will be there Berea.
To study to understand.
For study, so that we go understand.
That is why Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians.
That make Paul pray for them. A Christian that will be in Ephesus.
He says that God may enlighten the eyes of your understanding.
So that God will make the understanding clear.
Amen.
Give you the spirit of wisdom and
so
revelation.
So give them that spirit of wisdom and for me and get revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
That is why we have to make effort to understand.
Yes. Make effort to understand.
We have to study
we
to understand.
Study for make we understand.
It's not all the thing that we are taught here on the tabernacle immediately gets into our head.
Not all the thing that we teach now about tabernacle just can't enter with it, just like that rule.
Amen. If that is true, then a child that goes to school does not need to come back to study.
If that's true, then it means when we can go to school, wake our house, you don't need for study.
Sit down and they teach you. You go home and sleep.
You just sit down and teach her where you go to sleep now.
Tomorrow exam.
Exam come.
But they teach you, you go home
but
and
when
you study.
They teach you go at us, you study.
It doesn't work any other way.
It doesn't work no other way.
If we don't make efforts to study the word, you will not know.
If we not make efforts to study this word, we not gonna know.
And he says, to him who knows, more will be given.
He said, the one who knows, he will know more.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
But to him who does not even want to study to know the one he has will be taken away from him.
But the one we now for study for know, even the one we get them will take it from him.
Amen.
Amen.
God gives you a gift.
Amen.
God gives you a gift.
God give you gifts.
And you don't use the gift.
And you know you don't use the gift.
God gives you a talent.
God give you talent.
And you don't use the talent.
You know the user.
He says,
the man who used his talent,
you see that man where they use his own talent, he sabi,
it will be taken from the man who is not using.
Yes. They will take from that man who, you know,
and given to the man who has been using it.
Give and to that person where
the man will have boku.
Yeah. Go get boku.
Yes.
But the man who has a little will become poor.
The one who will get transformed, you know, get nothing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says he who does not work should not eat.
Bible says the one who know the work, make you not eat.
Is God fair by making that statement?
Now good thing for God. If you have ever God make that statement,
oh God is a merciful God. Oh, He is gracious. Mercy, mercy, grace, grace. You don't need to do anything. Hallelujah. Is that so? God is not so. That is wrong doctrine.
That doctrine is not correct at all.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Even those pastors who extort money from people.
Even the pastor, where they take money from people.
They work hard.
They work hard.
To make the money.
For make that money.
When they say praise the Lord.
When they say praise the Lord.
The man who goes and gives bribe to get the contract.
Even that man where they go give bribe for me, then give a contract.
He comes to the church, he say, oh, God bless me. Oh, hallelujah.
He comes to church, he say, hey, God don't bless me. Hallelujah.
And then we want to sit down.
But we want to sit down.
For God to throw down the the blessings. The money.
Hey.
Oh, after a while, God gave manna.
Anyway, God will give manna.
But they had to go out and pick the manna, didn't they?
But even that same people will not do.
Amen. So something must be done.
So you go for do something.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's a word I had, I believe from God for you.
Amen.
What day will I get where I believe say God? What God give me for now?
Amen.
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 You know we've been coming.
We don't decamp.
We were there from the beginning.
Yeah.
I was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
I remember when we rode this road. Is it how many hours? 2 hours.
Yeah. I remember we tell you right now we travel like this road. We tell you we may not be make that 2 hours I will take for each.
They say it's far. We then say we can make it.
They may tell if I will say no, we go make it.
The bus was a wooden bench.
The bus that bench we never knew was.
Since that Domo came.
Sister,
I think it was a team. We entered the road. I think 2 hours plus Chizoke was there. But you can see when we came back.
But when we come back,
we can see the progress.
Amen.
We can
see progress.
Amen.
Brethren, did you know that it is because of your hard work and prayer for your government, for this country, that changed this country to what
you
it was?
You're not saying that because of your hard work and your prayer for make the government able for change this country the way it changed. So
there was no light. Remember?
Yes.
Mosquitoes that time, eh?
The mosquitoes we were attending.
They were there like American F-15 bombers.
It's like the American plane the way they go bomb.
When they come, they will just dive under. When we came back, we brought electric.
We bring their bats.
You do. And you sleep. They will go and mobilize from their base.
Yes.
But last night, brother, we slept. No single mosquito.
We sleep. We don't sleep. Yes, mosquito.
I remember that time when we come out to the living room here.
I remember that time as we look at
it, as you sit down.
As you sit down, so
they will come out from their base.
Come.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, because God has given you your word and you have done quite some fighting.
God don't give word and you don't do some kind
some faith. Fight of faith.
Your faith, with faith.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that there were no challenges.
It don't mean say challenge not.
There were challenges.
Challenge them indeed.
And the challenges are still there.
And the challenges are still there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But brethren, what played out for us in the plane? When there was that incident, you know.
Well, brother, the way come now to it and the plane, when we get a problem.
For me, it captures the word I had in my heart for you.
For me, it captures that word the way it just, I mean, make that, that make, I mean, I get that, that particular thing. It ain't in line with that word, we are just getting one.
Amen.
Because God just shook us.
Because God just shook.
Your life is in danger.
You left it, you left it inside danger.
It was like an emergency.
It's like an emergency.
Ambulance came out.
Ambulance came out.
Firefighting machine came out.
Firefighting.
Everybody, they were like, bro, you could say, they were revival. And immediately the plane landed.
As the plane lands, so.
Hey. Everybody relax and
relax. Man.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God at a time comes to his sons and tests them.
At the same, God can come to him, begin them, and he tests them.
What does he test? He's testing their hearts.
He tests their hearts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For me, I think that God will never make a mistake again.
For me, I think that God not going to make a mistake back.
Allowing men with hearts, beastly hearts, to inhabit the kingdom, to inhabit
for
heaven.
People will get that heart of animal. Or just go for inside the kingdom.
There will no longer be any rebellion again.
Amen.
People then they will be rebellion, not will ever be inside, go inside it again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it comes to a time when God says, "Oh, these my children, I've given them enough word."
It same day when God will talk, say, "We picking them. I don't give them the word way enough for them."
And this word should have become flesh in them now.
And that word they don't suppose to don't be flesh man now.
I want to showcase them.
I want to put them for display them.
He wouldn't tell you.
He no will tell you.
You suddenly see yourself going into a kind of trial or testing or temptation.
They go inside some kind of temptation, some trial.
Job was a perfect example.
Job now be a good example.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Job's friend, what they called him, they told him that he has sinned against God, didn't they?
Job invited him, they can't tell and say, you don't sin by God.
Yeah.
If Job had known that God was making his boast, making a boast of him, that before the devil, he wouldn't have bothered.
If Job been not saying that God been the boast button before the devil, you know, for worry.
He would have said, "Oh Lord, I just want to die. I just want
he
to go."
To say, "Oh God, I just want to die. I just want to go."
It was a terrible test for him.
That test will not be easy for Job at all.
But God knew that Job had qualified to go through this test.
But God been not saying Job be not qualified for go through that test.
God was showcasing him.
God been the display Job before the devil.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Brethren, the tough times you guys have passed through.
My brother, them, the difficult times they want to don't go through.
We are times when God was trying your heart.
I've been telling when God will try you, waiting in your heart.
He says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro the whole earth, seeking for those whose hearts are perfect towards Him.
Say God in here, He look all about now this world. He will look for them people that will get hearts quick perfect to her.
To show Himself strong on their behalf.
So that He goes show Himself like strong possible for them.
Now the word I have for you.
The word we are getting for you now.
Your time of testing to be able to overcome is almost over.
The time when you don't go through tests will make you overcome is almost over.
Amen.
If you're not faithful in this time of testing, I don't care whether it's lacking, I don't care whether it is whatever you're going through that is like a trial, I don't care. If you don't overcome, when the time of blessings come, you will fall flat.
If you're not able to overcome now in this testing, when the time of blessing comes, you're not going to be, it will just fall off.
Amen.
Amen.
Shaking in the plane. Everybody, remember God.
Hold on, me for remember God now.
God, we are here. We know you are a powerful God. You can save us. We bind the devil. When everything relaxed, everybody went his way. God is not a firefighting machine.
God not to machine with and they use the fire. Big, God not to fire
again. Yeah.
Our God is good though. He's a good God.
God good.
He's a merciful God.
and in a merciful.
He knows our frame.
Yes.
He knows you.
Hallelujah. He knows our frame.
He knows we.
That we are dust.
He knows say we are dust.
He knows what you can go through and what will break you.
He knows the thing that will destroy you.
So if he allows you to go through it, that means that he has assessed you, so and he knows you have the ability to be able to overcome.
So if he allows you to go through that, he knows say you get that strength there for go through.
Rather, you have the capability,
or you get you able for go through,
or the capacity,
or you able for go through
to be able to go through that situation.
So go through that thing.
So if you fail him in times of adversity,
so the term when things stronger, if you fail him.
You will not be able to stand when the time of plenty.
Then when good things come, you're not going to put it.
Brethren, your time of testing is almost getting over.
Your time for test is almost over.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And time of blessing is coming for those who have stood and overcome.
And the time for blessing, they come. But the one that we don't think up and not able to overcome.
Amen.
Those who have overcome and set their heart that you will follow God, God will bless them.
And then one day we don't overcome and not set their heart, we don't overcome, God will bless them.
Amen.
And when God blesses them, they will not forget God.
And when God bless them, they will not go forget God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This word I'm telling you is a physical, practical testimony.
Amen. This word we are telling us, practical thing will be.
I'll ask permission from Brother Chijoke.
I go ask Brother Chijoke may give me permission.
And permission from Brother Yago.
And Brother Yago.
Brother Chijoke, you see here.
Brother Chijoke, you see now, so.
I know where he started from.
I know who side it he starts from.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When everybody was walking barefooted.
Well. Sorry.
Everybody was well. When there was nothing, when there was lack,
when thing not been there, nothing not been there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
They will drive a car. Car will break down on the road.
Then go. If you get Muskega, always they broke down on the road.
I'm not talking only about him. I'm talking about myself.
I don't want to say about it.
Bro, yeah, go them. And permission. They live in a house that didn't have a window.
But they
if you come to the house now, oh, you say these people there, they are rich, very rich people. The house has POP.
Now if you come at the house, you talk say, these people are gentry bossing them.
The
POP.
The roof is well designed.
They make the fine design.
The floor is different levels.
The floor gets different level.
But the wall is still not painted though.
Decided
not to paint.
And decided not to paint.
So that one is not. So brethren, people overcome.
But what are they saying? People they
in fellowship, there are many people. You come now, you see them. There were time in fellowship there was only two old cars. In fact, there was only Beetle. And this open cars is just Beetle I'm talking about.
And the 10 minutes in fellowship now being two all together immediately. Their books were again and they're all one there.
But if you come there now, you will think that there's a business seminar that's going on.
But if you come here today, you will think say now business they get some kind of businessman they meet.
But brethren, the hearts of the brethren are not in the cars.
But the brother and sister they heart is not deep anymore to carry.
The heart of the brethren are not in the building, the houses they have.
And the heart's not deep and you host them with they get.
But if you come.
But if you come,
you judge with your eye.
You will judge with your eye.
You say these people.
You say
these
people.
Chijoke is still going on missions.
But Chijoke is still a good mission.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chijoke is a professor.
But Chijoke is also a professor now.
You know what professor means?
You know what a professor
means? He's gotten to the pinnacle of his career.
It means he don't go high up.
I'm not saying it so that maybe professor. No.
I don't talk so for me before you call like, hey, professor.
If you call himself, he will not even answer
because
you.
Because if you call a professor, he need to answer.
He's a minister of God.
In a minister, a God a minister.
I don't want to talk about Sister Lucy. Do you know Sister Lucy?
I don't want to talk about Sister Lucy.
You don't know her.
You know Sabia.
Sister Lucy is a consultant in university teaching, professor in university teaching hospital.
He said a professor, and he didn't a university hospital.
You understand? You just here. Brethren, that is what overcoming. That is what God is needing. There are
that God they do.
There are blessings that God has reserved for His people.
Blessing and day where God don't keep for His people then.
Amen.
But you have to pass a test.
But you get for pass tests.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I think why God is bringing this is, brethren, so that we will be stable.
What do you mean God they bring this so that we go for stronger
one?
A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yes. Any man will get double mind. All in ways not straight.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not unjust.
God not unjust.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's made provision for us.
He don't make provision for we.
He says He knows we have cares.
He knows we get things the way we need.
He knows we have anxieties.
He knows we want getting the way we say he make we anxious.
He knows that families should take care of their children.
He knows that people that get family get for take care of them.
A father should take care of his wife and his children.
The papa get for take care of his wife and his children.
He knows.
Amen. He knows that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He's made provision for that.
And He don't make provision for that one day.
And He says that we should cast our cares upon Him because He cares.
You know, we put we care in Panam because He cares for we.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the
Amen.
Lord. So your time of testing is almost coming to a close.
So that you time for test is almost the end.
Amen.
And if you don't overcome now,
and if you not overcome now,
to be difficult for you to overcome.
It go out for make you overcome.
When things
come.
But brethren, the encouragement.
But the encouragement
is that God can do a quick work.
Say God can do work, quick work.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord is there to help us to be able to overcome within this short period of time.
God did for every for make we able to overcome. He said the small thing as well.
You know that passage in Matthew that we're talking about the end time. He says that for the elect's sake, the days will be shortened.
Yes.
Now Matthew 24, that passage may talk about that end time. He said because of the people then way now God the people then he said go make the time short.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So each time we hear the word of the Lord and it touches our hearts.
Anytime we hear God in word and it touch we heart,
and we respond to Him,
and we agree for Him word,
He does a quick work.
He'll do quick work inside.
He says He will restore to us the years the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm have eaten up.
He said He will bring back come to we all length and hear the way the worm, the caterpillar, they don't eat.
Amen.
Is that not a good God?
Not a good God, Andy.
It's a good God.
A good God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Joshua was telling the children of Israel.
Even they tell Israel, the beginning of Israel.
Maybe let us look at it. Joshua chapter 20.
Let me look at me at Joshua chapter
24. Maybe we'll just take verse 15. So he was telling them, you know, talking to them, because after this time he will soon die. He will soon leave
them. Because after this time he will die.
And in verse 15 he says, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord.
He says, if it looks like some bad thing for make you serve God,
then choose you this day.
He said, then you choose that.
Whom you will serve.
So choose who that you will serve.
Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood,
whether the god them or where you prepare them, you know, serve with them in other side of the sea,
or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell,
or the god them where the Amorites then get where that land you live.
But as for me and my house,
me and my host,
we will serve the Lord.
We will serve God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know the gods on the other side of the flood? The gods on the other side of the floor. The fathers that was being Joshua was talking about here was Abraham.
Okay. You know the flood. The God that went on the other side for the sea.
That's the
sea of flood. That's
sea of flood.
It's Euphrates.
The flood.
That river there, but you're talking about Euphrates.
Yeah.
That was the river that Abraham crossed
from the Chaldee of Ur when he
came out.
The time when he left that place, Chaldee of Ur, when he left his family and his people there.
The people were idol worshippers.
They worship idols.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Idolaters. They were doing sacrifices, killing people.
They mean they kill people, then they do sacrifice.
Abraham was there.
Abraham did it.
Maybe he hadn't known God that time, but
he not be known God that time.
His heart was grieved.
But he had not be angry. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because of Abraham, God touched his father.
Because of Abraham, God talked to his papa.
He took Abraham and went. They left.
And then left that place. There.
And they came into the other side.
And they come to, then go to the other side.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And when the father died,
and when the papa died,
God spoke to Abraham.
God tell Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Abraham responded and continued.
And Abraham listened to God and he continued.
So there were gods that his heart didn't like, sacrifices.
So God and thing them in the way in heart not being left, then sacrifice them.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
So the question is, which are these gods?
Who's God then now?
That we didn't like.
That you know left.
That made us leave.
We make you left.
That we are on the other side.
Well, now we're there on the other side.
The traditions that we were involved in, which we didn't like.
Them tradition that we will be deeper, we will not let.
Even some of them, even before we became a Christian, we hated them.
Some of them tradition that even before we come for no God, we not be like them.
And God had mercy on us, called us out,
and we came out. God sorry for we, he called we out, we not can do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
So that's what he was telling them.
So that may be the tell them.
He said they should choose this day who they want to serve.
Who that will have for serve.
Whether you will serve those gods, traditions of our land.
Before
you got to know Christ. Do we want to continue to serve those gods?
You want to continue to serve them God and day?
Or do we want to serve the gods of this other side?
Or you want to serve the God within at this side?
This side, you know, there are many gods. We are born again now. We cross the river, but there are many gods.
This side, we don't cross the river. We don't born again.
Many idols.
Idol than this thing.
Money. Flesh.
The flesh.
Hold on.
Rare business.
That is the gods, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye that are controlling people in this land where we are.
Where they control people, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, they control people.
The wickedness. Is that the gods that we want to serve?
And that God that we want to serve.
Then let us choose. It's for us to choose. But Joshua said, as for him and as his household, he will serve the Lord.
As for him and his host, he will serve God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the greatest gods that the enemy uses.
The powerful God of the devil they use.
Is the God of Mammon.
Not that God of money.
Now, that passage we read, you know, Jesus Christ is a type.
The passage we read
is the first.
Is God computer like some kind type? So
is the first begotten of the Father.
In that the first boy became where God born.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And God allowed, you know, the devil to test him.
And God make the devil test him.
What did he test him of?
What did he test him of?
Turn this stone. He was really, really hungry.
He said, turn this stone here.
Into bread.
Like, turn this stone to bread.
The next one was popularity and pride.
Yeah.
The other one, get popularity for pride.
The third one was worship.
That's worship.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope we're all together.
Yes, I hope so. We all.
I'm just trying to bring out practical things.
Yes. I want to bring things the way we did day by day.
Jesus was tested.
The devil test Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John the Baptist came in the wilderness.
John the Baptist, he came and the desert.
You know, around us, we have the world.
Yes. Okay. We get the world.
Salon is even there.
See, world, that is junior. Salon.
Hell is there.
Hell.
Wilderness.
Desert.
Egypt.
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 Darkness.
Darkness.
Hallelujah. John was bringing out the word from the wilderness.
John believed, bring that word there. We are
you know that passage talks about that Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah of the last days, is it not?
Yes.
The prophet of the last days.
And that person talk about the prophet, then the last day prophet.
And that is the word that you are hearing.
And that word you are hearing.
Amen.
Amen.
What was he saying? He said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord."
He said, already that road where the Lord get for campus.
No, there's a song that say the highway to your city runs through my heart.
One thing they will talk say that big road day will go to your city, it pass na my heart.
So the way of the Lord that we are to prepare, brethren, is our hearts.
So that way of God they will go for prepare
is within our souls, within your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Make ready that way of the Lord.
Let the crooked be made straight.
May the gallop make straight.
Crookedness, you know, there are some crookedness.
Then gallop
in our lives.
Bend way.
Crookedness, let it be made straight.
Then bend way, make it straight.
Yeah. There's a roughness, a rough way.
Some
to be
gallop business
to be made smooth.
He can work for makers.
You know, it says. Is it iron sharpeneth iron?
See, iron is sharpened.
You know, I don't like anybody coming to tell me anything. I don't like it.
So you are not killing people and they can't tell me anything.
I don't like rebuke.
I don't like good person.
How can you rebuke me?
You can't chastise me.
After all, who are you?
What do you mean you can't chastise me? Who are you?
But don't forget that it was the smooth stone that David used in dealing with Goliath.
Not forget saying I mean that stone. A small stone there. Nine David, you take deal with Goliath. Yeah. Kill him.
Brent, there's so much roughness and crookedness in our hearts, in our lives, that the Spirit of God's prophetic word is trying to remove.
Amen.
You see, so for Ben waiting our life with God is speed the tribe for food.
So that Jesus can have a smooth ride.
So that when Jesus can, he will get one fine smooth ride.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So there are valleys.
So valley then.
And there are mountains of
mountain and
my pride. You know who I am.
You know who that I be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That are in our lives that God wants to be smooth.
And that mountain God wants to make the cut.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When Jesus was going in, well, that the time they come during the, is it Passover? Well, you say during the time Palm Sunday or something. People had to lay down.
When Jesus when they enter Jerusalem,
lay down their cloth. You know,
people let me get for put the clothes down
for him to ride on.
For make him ride for now.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is the message that is coming to us now.
And that message that they come to
it's a prophetic message.
Now, a prophetic message.
And God is using it to test our heart. It's the testing of sons.
And God they use them for test we hearts. They test in boy picking.
Rachel, we were talking about the Sadducees and the Pharisees the other day.
Yesterday, but Rachel came in and talk about the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
We human beings can know.
Sorry?
We human beings cannot know who is
we know we for no other than Sadducee.
But God searches the reins of our hearts.
God, it is search inside the hearts.
Amen.
David said, "Try me, O Lord.
David said, try me, O Lord.
Search me a heart.
Search me heart.
See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting.
And lead me for make a go in the everlasting way."
I challenge each and every one of us here today.
And I challenge you today.
We know where our weaknesses are.
We know whose side we weak.
Yes. Maybe I don't know. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But God knows.
But God knows.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He wants us to come to Him.
And He wants we to come to
Him. I said, if I'm praying that prayer, I won't tell God, search me and see if there be any wicked way. I say, God, the wicked way that is in me, because I already know it. So there's no need searching for it.
Yes.
If I pray that prayer, I know God will say, search me. For me, I don't know the wicked way inside me. I will say, that wicked way is inside me.
Lead, please, take it away and lead me in the way everlasting.
Come promote and lead me in everlasting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, because we are sons.
Because we are boy became.
And because God is on our side.
And because God is on our side.
He wants us to open up to Him.
He wants to make us open to Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said when we open, He will come in and He will dwell with us.
He said when we open, He will come inside and He can live with us.
And He will sup with us.
And He go eat with us.
Yes.
You know, remember those men that were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
You remember them man, them people that when they go, when they left Jerusalem, they go now a place at Emmaus.
And Jesus joined them.
And Jesus came to them.
You know, at times Jesus joins us, we don't even know.
Something that Jesus can carry our company, we don't even know. Sir.
And they were talking, and he was just
yes.
He was just going.
And then when they go together,
and then when they got somewhere,
when they go some side,
Jesus does not compel us.
Jesus, you know the force.
The Spirit of the Lord does not compel you.
God is Spirit, you know the force.
It's a matter of choice.
Now for make you make the choice.
Joshua said, choose you this day.
Joshua said, you yourself choose.
This is a time of choice.
This is not time for make choice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And he was about going on.
And he been there, they go over there.
Oh, this is our house. Said, okay. Ah, it was good. It was good going with you people. Ah, friends, he just shook them.
Say this, and say, oh, this is our house. I've been good for all the workers together. Just shake their hand.
Mm-hmm. They say, no, come in now, come in. It's late.
Then tell us, say, no, come in. It's not late.
He say, no.
He say, no.
He was trying them to see whether they were serious.
If he tried them for really serious.
Brethren, are we serious with God? Are we serious with God?
Are we really serious?
Or are we playing church?
On a play, will they play church?
Mm. There are people who are playing church there. If you want
but
to play church,
need to play church now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that passage was, I don't know where it might be, some is it in John or so, where they were saying that we blew the trumpet, you never danced.
In John or one of the gospel and say we blow the trumpets but we will not dance.
We piped, you never danced. And the other one said we acted us something. Then they were just playing around.
It means they were just playing around.
You know, God, through the circumstances of our lives, try our hearts.
Luke 7:32.
Please, can you ready for it?
Luke 7:32. Another one, Matthew 11:12. But it's Luke 7:32.
Give us the Luke 7:32. Okay, 7:32. They are like unto children.
They are like picking them.
Sitting in the marketplace.
Sitting in the market.
And calling one to another.
And then they call them gumping.
Saying.
And say.
We have piped unto you and ye have not danced.
We don't blow pipe, we are not danced.
We have mourned to you and ye have not wept.
We don't cry for you, you don't cry.
John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And
John
he
the
said.
You know me they eat bread, you know they drink wine.
You say he had a devil.
And then you just say the man get devil.
Son of man is come, eating and drinking. And ye say, behold, a gluttonous man.
Now when the son of man come, they eat. And he drink, he's not saying that gluttonous person.
A wine biper, a friend of publican sinners.
He said that now, possibly left wine and possibly left sinner there.
Brethren, Christians are just playing, acting, playing church,
hey.
Playing religion.
Christian there, then just they play church. then just to play religion.
Get a house, get pews, get a drum.
Just go and get us.
Get one coat, put your tie.
Then get drum, then put their tie.
Get a speaker.
Then get speaker, then get mic.
Your church will fill.
You told the fool.
Somebody comes, come. You just push him, push him a little hard.
Somebody come, you push as small bit.
And the person falls.
You push it for them.
Finish.
You done.
Your church is full.
You done full.
Bring money.
Bring money.
As you're moving, people are pursuing you.
Where they go, people are moving, people they can't follow you.
Playing church.
They play church.
So God tests us. Do God, I come to church because I'm persuaded to come?
I can't trust because I really believe that for God.
Oh, I want somebody to say, oh, the brother stronger.
For somebody to see me and say, hey, brother, you can.
Let me confess my sins.
Say, make a confession.
When I come, I ask Roddy, who are those? When he calls, who are those who come to fellowship?
When I come, I say, hold on, where they come fellowship?
Brother Kumbadem come.
He said, brother Kumbadem.
Brother Paul, he comes.
Brother
Johnson is always there.
Sister,
say praise God.
Say praise God.
Bless God. They were in night vigil. The same thing with us, so I'm not only talking about. But God knows. He says God knows those who are His.
God knows the one that we are in you.
He tries our hearts, brethren. They say, please come in.
He said, come in, sir.
He said, okay.
He said, okay.
He came in.
He said,
these people, they want me.
He said, these people, they
because they constrained him.
Because they forced him.
They brought out bread.
They bring bread come.
He said, okay now.
He said, okay, man.
He pick up the bread.
He take the bread.
And bless the bread.
Bless the bread.
Broke it.
He cut out.
Their eyes were open.
As he cut the bread, so
their
eyes open.
When the bread of the word is broken.
When God cut the bread.
Do you feel something in your heart?
You feel something in your heart.
Oh, then I remember, say, when we are with Him, our hearts,
we are just,
when the word is coming, my heart is just,
Or something, when the word is coming, I just hear
I've heard this one before.
Okay, I don't hear this word here before.
Even when the Lord is putting a revelation in it, wanting to open our eyes.
God puts revelation inside.
Our eyes are not open.
We are not open.
Because we are dull of heart.
Because we had a dull heart.
You know the Laodicean church?
You know that church that
said they were lukewarm.
He said they have enough.
Because they were rich.
Because they mean gentry.
They think they had money.
They say they get money.
Hallelujah! When we have that richness, you see a man who has money, you know.
But you get money, they know.
His shoulders will go up.
His shoulders will go up.
If he doesn't have money, his shoulder is like this.
If you get money, shoulder is. Before you have money,
hey.
When you get money.
You touch me. He said, you know who you are touching.
What you touch, I see you know who you touch.
Now, Amana, you're feeling, yes. You know, he moves like this.
Move like this.
Brad, let us constrain the Lord.
This is how we force God, the Lord.
Let's constrain His Spirit. Let's constrain His Word.
Don't force us.
He doesn't force us.
He's not a force.
You know, at times he looks as if I come and encourage Brakumba. Why don't you come to church? Oh, this man is worrying me. The Spirit does not strive with man forever.
God in spirit, he is fetch with mortal man forever.
Brethren, it is the Spirit and the Word that delivered Lot from Sodom.
Now, brother, now the Spirit and the Word, now the help of Lot,
the two angels.
Yeah. And then the two angels, then.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Remember when Lot brought them in, Lot saw them.
You remember when Lot bring the guy in? You see them?
He just saw them. He knew that these people were not normal people.
You see them and you know, see they're not to be normal or ordinary people then.
And brethren, if you look at it, it is in the lineage of Abraham.
And if you look at that, Abraham
saw people passing. He said, please, come into my house, come in.
Abraham can see people and he passes. He says,
Lot, he saw them. Please, come in.
Lot see them. He said, you know, come inside.
You know the scripture?
You know that scripture.
When these people came and wanted to say, "This man, you are not part of this city. We will kill you now." It was the angel that drew him in and shut the door.
Yes.
And smote these men with blindness.
When men talk, say, "Hey, well, this man, we have to kill him," and the angel then bring Lord Christ inside and they lock the door. And blind, they make you cripple them blind.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it was the angels told them, say, "Please get out fast. And if you don't go out, we cannot destroy the city."
Come on, quick. If you don't come on, we will not go destroy the city.
Brethren, the world and everything around us, the Egypt around us, brethren, is about to get to be destroyed.
My brother and sister, then, the world around me, the Egypt around me, it is about for me to destroy.
Even the flesh. It is the word and the spirit that will save us.
Now the word and God in spirit will save.
And we have to constrain them.
And we get for like force them.
We have to be like the Berean Christians.
We get for being like them Christian and we in a Berean.
We have to study.
We get for study.
We have to make effort.
We get for make effort.
Sorry, brethren, let me just say something. I'm not just saying it. Derogatorily. But you find out that the things that are happening around in Sierra Leone, the attitude, the everything, brethren, is also affecting us here.
Yes, the thing, the way they happen in a saloon, then thing also that they affect you in a year.
Yes.
And the spirit that I see personally is the spirit of Afodu.
The spirit of me is see.
Yes.
Now, so, now that spirit is see. Hey, Afodu.
What will I do?
What do I go do?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
There are solutions.
Answer them day.
God has solutions to our spiritual problem.
God get answer to his spiritual problem.
Amen.
I came out this morning.
I cannot do this morning.
And I looked at that door.
And I looked at the mountain.
I saw there was a rope up and a wood down.
And I see a rope being there up and wood be down.
So it acts like a spring. You can push open the gate and come in.
So it's like a spring. When you push the door, you come inside.
You leave the door. The stone will push the door back.
You left the door, then the stone will push the door back.
I said, I know who did this. I came to my brother Yago. I said, brother, who did that thing? He said, I did it. I said, I thought so.
I said, I know that.
Because I've known my brother
so well
that when I see his handprint anywhere,
I will
stand and even vouch and say, this is my brother's handwork.
This is my brother Nigeria.
Yes. There's no Afodu.
Nothing only but Afodu.
God has given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
God don't give me that spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That Afodu spirit is all over.
Afodu spirit.
I was talking with Sister Lucy, asking her how she's enjoying her job and all that.
I will talk with Sister Lucy, talk to how we are enjoying.
We are not talking politics. I'm not talking politics.
Politics should be financial.
But your health system is in shambles.
But the health system of this country is bad.
You don't have your good doctors leave this country.
Your good doctor and they left this country.
Because the government wants aid.
What thing do because aid. The government just wants aid. To make them the help, you know?
Yes. They want them to come. They're bringing aid, bringing money.
Then they bring money and help.
Even when they say, okay, let's help you train your doctors, they don't want.
Even when they just say, Lord, we help you for making a training a doctor.
Your nurses, they train, are not up to, let me not say competent, let me leave that, but are not up to standard.
Did not say away in the train, then even self don't come to.
People are coming out from there. Brethren, we need to rise up.
People in the government.
And pray for our government.
We need for dinner and not pray for the government.
And you find out that why the progress that has been made so far is because you have been praying.
What do you mean you see progress so far and because people don't only pray?
Like Brachi was telling us, he received a revelation that if we don't pray, the bad government we have in Nigeria will continue.
Like Brother Chidi gave a revelation, say if we not pray, that bad government will get in Nigeria will continue.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going through a test.
So on a test that you go.
And I pray.
And I pray, say
that God will help us to overcome.
That God will help you to make you overcome.
Before the time expires.
Before the term done.
that we will be able to overcome.
So we are able to overcome.
So that we will enter into the prosperity that God has for us.
So that we will get inside that prosperity where God gets for us.
Brethren, you know that there is God's prosperity and there is devil's prosperity.
You know, say God in your own prosperity today and devil in your own prosperity today.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, that's the word of encouragement I want to bring to
that
us.
That encouragement I want to bring to us.
Be steadfast.
Amen.
Unmovable.
Not a shake.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Always stay inside God in work.
Because God will always remember your work.
Because God will always remember your work.
It has come to a time, brethren.
You don't count to ten.
When people should rise up from this fellowship.
When people have grab inside this fellowship
and be able to take responsibility. Not only taking responsibility,
not only for take responsibility,
but giving themselves to their ministry, studying.
But make themselves wait for the ministry and people study
to be approved of God.
So that God himself will go
and God will use you
and God will use
to
you
go and minister to his people all around this country.
So that you go now all over this country
and outside this country.
And even outside this country.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's not education.
Not education.
You don't need to be a professor like Brother Chijoke to be a teacher of God.
You don't need to be a professor.
Paul says God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wisdom of the wise.
This world for confuse the wise.
Hallelujah. And the wisdom of God.
The wisdom of God
is higher than the worldly wisdom.
I pass that wisdom of the world.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, brother, it is not the training that you receive from Bible school and all that.
So, not for that training where you go receive the Bible.
It is that which God gives you,
that
the Spirit of God.
God give you.
Amen.
That is the only thing that will give life.
That one is not more to give life.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father.
God is dealing with our flesh.
God is dealing with your flesh.
Amen.
He's dealing with our flesh.
God is dealing with your flesh.
Say the lust of the flesh.
Say that wants one from the flesh.
The flesh is craving for so much.
The flesh they want but good thing.
The flesh is like is like Pharaoh.
The flesh is like Pharaoh.
He will not let us go.
He
does not want to let God's people go.
He
wants to keep us impoverished. He wants us to labor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God purposely hardened the heart of Pharaoh.
And God, himself makes Pharaoh hard.
God will even make the flesh harder.
God will even make this
so that he will be able to deal with the flesh.
So that he will deal with the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God finishes with our flesh, our spirit will be let loose.
So when God finishes with the flesh, the spirit will be free.
So, brethren, I don't think we have much time now in the things of God. So the earlier we make up our minds,
so as we give for make up we mind,
the earlier we make a choice,
as you know, the earlier we make choice,
the earlier we count the cost,
and if we count the cost, quick one.
Many of us we may not have counted the cost of this way, this path that we have come.
Some, but we will not only sit down and think, but waiting it will cost me for this way. I will not finish it.
But brethren, the earlier we do it,
but as soon as we do that,
the better for us.
The better
we're able to bring in God's plan and God's purposes for our life.
God in plan and purpose of our life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this just a word to encourage us.
So this are just word for encouragement.
Be steadfast.
Amen. Make
you are on the right path.
You doing at the right road.
You know, space will come. Maybe after a long while. It seems as if it's getting tougher instead of getting easier.
And if we find after some long time, it's tough no more. You know, they get.
He said, the Lord who says he will come, he will come, he will come and help.
People say, God don't talk, say he will come.
We are not seeing any sign about his coming. My situation is not changing.
Situation only
changed. In fact, even my Christian life is not going the same. Spirit will whisper. Where is the promise of his appearing?
Who's that promise to it?
All the things you have been hearing is all lies. Some say I've gone back to my church. In Nigeria, many people have gone back.
But in Nigeria, what people don't know?
Where they came out from, they have gone back.
They say when they come out and go back.
Many people have gone back.
Many people don't go back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the scripture says, there were those who said initially they will not go. But later on they went.
But later they go.
But there were those who said we will go. But at the end they didn't go.
At the end they don't go.
So he asked them, say which people did well.
So they say who won and who well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's good that we make up our minds. It's a choice.
It's good for me to make up mind.
Nobody is forcing us.
Nobody know the.
You know, I say nobody is forcing.
Nobody know the force.
You know, in our fellowship, there used to be a time when maybe a brother talks to one of the young brothers. He leaves church.
Now fellowship, in term in the way sometimes a brother talks to a younger brother, and by saying, you know, that brother vexed, he left church.
You talk to the brother, oh, this thing you did is not good.
So this thing you do is not good.
He will stop coming to church.
And he stopped for kind of church.
When you ask him, he says his brother A.
Wait, ask him, brother A.
He talked to me, the way I didn't like. But the church belongs to brother A.
The church now brother A get that.
We are looking for a reason. Brethren, that is the basic human nature of our old father.
And that nature day we old papa then get.
The nature of old Adam.
Now that nature day gets.
When God asks you, oh Adam, what have you done?
As God asked, I said, what you
doing? He didn't say, oh God, have mercy, it's me.
He
said, it's the wife you gave me.
He said, I'm well for you, give me.
It's the wife you gave me, so how for do? When he went to ask the wife said, it's happened, now how for do? But that is my old nature.
That one day.
We always want to apportion blame to the others. I'm not responsible for my state.
And we don't have to take responsibility.
Some, when you even present, you say, oh, you know, we've talked about ancestry and culture. You say, it's my ancestry.
And sometimes, you question, and say, well, you don't assume me for part of the
time.
Say,
how for do? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But brethren, it's a serious thing. We need to be serious with God, because God is searching the hearts. He's searching the heart.
We get more serious with God because God is searching the hearts.
God, you know, the scripture says that the heart of man, I have experienced it, is desperately wicked.
It's a many heart, a wicked, bad one.
Who knows it?
Who don't know?
Only God.
Only God.
So we pray that God will help me. God will help you and help us.
So we pray that God will help me. God will help me.
Hallelujah.
If not, so
brethren, we will go and become like the people where we came from.
We will go and go so till the people that will come up.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
There's a separation that is going on. There's a separation. There's a separation going on.
Separation will go on.
So, on whose side will you be? You take the decision.
You go for take the decision.
Pray that the Lord will bless us.
Amen. Pray God will bless you.
And help us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Sing praise.